Welcome to House Matters, the program highlighting happenings in the Houses of Parliament. In this edition, Finance Minister tables interim report on fiscal policy paper for 2014-2015, and Disabilities Act gets approval in the Senate. Stay with us. Minister of Finance and Planning, Dr. Peter Phillips, says the economic performance of the country during 2013-2014 and the first quarter of the 2014-2015 fiscal year has been positive. The minister's comment came as he tabled the interim report on the fiscal policy paper for the 2014-2015 fiscal year during the sitting of the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The fiscal policy paper provides, among other things, information on the economic outturn of the previous financial year and projections for the succeeding financial year and the medium term.
The economy returned to growth during the September 2013 quarter and has remained positive to date. Our challenge now is to secure higher levels of growth and job creation than is currently programmed in the extended fund facility.
As of September 30, 2014, the net international reserves stood at $2.2 billion, surpassing the target in the extended fund facility agreement with the IMF. With respect to revenues and grants, the outturn through to the end of July 2014 was 2.1% below the budgeted position. Dr. Phillips said the government has noted the shortfall in revenue, adding that Tax Administration Jamaica and the Jamaica Customs Agency have initiated programs to improve their collections for the rest of the fiscal year.
Should these compliance measures not compensate for the shortfall in revenue, however, the necessary expenditure cuts will have to be made to ensure that the economic reform program remains on track.
The finance minister says the government remains committed to meeting the objectives of its economic reform program and a dedication to fiscal responsibility and debt sustainability as means to achieving sustainable growth. The Education Ministry is establishing a national registry of institutions offering tertiary education. This as part of interim measures towards the introduction of a new regulatory regime for the tertiary sector to be administered by Jamaica Tertiary Education Commission, JTEC.
Oversight and regulation of the tertiary sector is the responsibility of the Jamaica Tertiary Education Commission, which will be a statutory body. The Commission's mandate includes the establishment of internal quality standards for tertiary-level institutions which operate in Jamaica.
Portfolio Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites, speaking in Parliament Tuesday. By way of this policy, Reverend Thwaites says all new and existing private tertiary-level institutions are required to register with the Commission. The establishment of the register and registration of tertiary-level institutions by JTEC should result in an improved quality of tertiary-level programs being offered in Jamaica, pending the introduction of the new regulatory regime for the tertiary sector under the JTEC Act. The Disabilities Act, which makes provision to safeguard and enhance the welfare of persons with disabilities across Jamaica, was passed in the Senate last Friday. The bill seeks to ensure full and effective participation and inclusion of persons with disabilities in the society. Its main objectives are reinforcing and promoting the recognition and acceptance within Jamaica of the principle that a person with a disability has the same fundamental rights as any other person, and promoting individual dignity and autonomy, including the freedom of choice and independence of a person with a disability. The bill will also facilitate the establishment of the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, as well as the Disabilities Rights Tribunal. Senate President Floyd Morris, who is visually challenged, described the legislation's passage as historic.
Today, joy fills the heart of many Jamaicans across this country, especially those within the community of persons with disabilities. I am proud. I am happy for this day.
The bill was passed with 14 amendments. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.